Dan Healy, head of 2FM.
How are you?
On stage. You came up with all guns blazing there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we're in the middle of a huge rebuild. You know, the station was the biggest thing in the country. It was a mass radio station, and over the last 3 or 4 years, it's in decline. And so, I suppose, a bit like Matthew Bannister, it's a bit like blood on the carpet. We have a big job to do, and I think we have to destroy what's currently on air. And we're getting a lot of grief from the listeners. And I think what's great about Ireland is that people are passionate about the radio. So, you know, I think we have to take that in the chin and convince them that the new station is absolutely right for them. So I think for us, we're imagining that the old 2FM is still on air, and that we're competing against it. And that when the faders go up, that we're not assuming that that audience is there at all.
Is it an extra pressure for you being a state broadcaster? Because you see, you're not aggressive, but you're very forceful in putting your points across and saying, this is what we are and this is what we do.
No, it's not. I mean, I think that, like, I spent my working life in independent radio. I think that to run these stations, you have to be an autocrat. They're not democracies. In fact, what's interesting about my recent RTÉ experience is that I think that you've a far more considered kind of, I suppose, management structure. So in terms of support, in terms of these big decisions, I would think was stronger than I would have experienced in the independent sector.
Do you think it can get back to its former glory because radio's changed?
It's back. You know, we're on a 10 share now. We're sitting on 7.6. I believe we're on 10. The gap between ourselves and Today FM is much closer than Liam was portraying up there. They have a 9.2 share. We've a 7.6 on the carry. We're both in the eights. So I'm telling you, we're there.
And can you take to Today FM very soon?
I'm not interested in taking Today FM. I think that what we're interested in doing is returning 2FM to, you know, a market share of north of 10. I think that the smart thing for us would be to go and try to bring people back to radio because, you know, as Liam did allude in his presentation, that there are a lot of people who aren't listening to radio. Like, there's about a million people available every 15 minutes to listen to radio out of a population of 4 million. So why don't we do that instead of, you know, cannibalising each other's audience?
What about your new breakfast show? How's that gone for you?
Yeah, I mean, we had a tricky first day. What we've done is we've brought two comedians in who have a TV profile. One of them has done radio before for me. Very edgy comedy. And we have an anchor guy called Keith Walsh, who's very, very good breakfast presenter. And his job basically is to make sure that they hit the mark. So really happy. It'll take 2 or 3 months for it to bed in completely, particularly the comedy part. But so far, so good. What's really been exciting is that Nicky Byrne from Westlife is in his fourth week today. He's currently broadcasting upstairs now. And what was interesting about that was that I started talking to Nicky in July of last year. And what we were looking for was fluency. Nicky is a multimillionaire living in a mansion in a very posh part of Dublin. But Nicky's never left the part of Dublin he grew up with. All his friends are the friends that he played football with when he was 15, 16, 17. And that's the key. Here's this very, 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 very funny guy. Very nice guy. Devoted family man. All those things matter here. And I think that these are some of the reasons why he's going to be unbelievably successful.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that.